subject, doing too much for her son, but nothing for me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I own an auto mechanic shop that I inherited and been working for since I was old enough to hold a wrench. I come from a do-it-yourself family. I'm the youngest of 11 children, and even though I was born and raised in California, both my parents and most of my older siblings are from the backwoods of Alabama. I had a Southern-style upbringing where a woman took care of her man, especially if she's not working and he provides for all her needs. I have been with my wife for 14 years, and she has one son that's never had a man in his life, and he grew up in a house as the only boy with six women fussing over him. I always treated him as my own and tried to show him how to be a man, but through the years, anything I attempted to teach him, such as manly things, her mother would pay a professional, or her or one of her sisters will step in and do it for him. He's 18 years old now, and he's a positive young man, staying in school and out of trouble. But the boy doesn't even know how to change a light bulb. It's not that he's dumb or slow, but they never let him do anything. So he doesn't know how to do anything. Here's the problem. It's gotten to the point that daily I make breakfast, work 12 hours a day, come home and clean and make dinner. My wife doesn't work at all, but she will clean his room and no other part of the house, including our own bedroom. She will wash his and her clothes, but not mine. She will make special meals and treats for him and her only. Everything that I feel a wife should do for a husband other than sex, she will do for him. And everything that I feel a wife should do for a husband, she will not do for me. And the sex is less and less. What should I do? Okay, you sound like, on paper, a really good man. You sound like a good husband, and you've tried to be a good father and an example to your stepson. With all you're doing, I mean, making breakfast, working 12 hours a day, cleaning the house, making dinner, where does this stop? You sound like Superman. The problem is, though, you say you can't get your wife to do a darn thing but take care of herself and her son. I gotta ask you, is there something you're leaving out of the letter? Is there something you could have possibly left out of this letter? Because I see no reason, based on what you've written here, because you look really good in the letter, for your wife not to appreciate you and all that you do. I really think it's time for you to have some kind of family meeting with her, sit down and talk to her, find out what the problem is. I mean, there has to be something going on here, because you say that the kid is a good kid. He's positive. He's staying in school out of trouble. He's not dumb or slow. Something's going on. Maybe with all your working and everything, you've missed in the marriage. Something is going on, and you need to find out what that problem is. All right, Steve?
There's so many levels to this letter, because first of all, Shirley, I agree with you. I think that there's something missing in this letter, because every action creates an equal and opposite reaction. Or it just could be in this letter that the wife just ain't a good wife. She might be an excellent mother. Sometimes a woman just, she could be a good person, just not be the right person for you. I mean, I'm not talking about a divorce here or nothing. I'm just saying I have to consider this possibility, because according to this letter, you're doing everything you're supposed to do. Now, you got some old-fashioned ways here, but these old-fashioned ways still work in a lot of houses. So I can't complain about that. You're the youngest of 11 children. And even though you all were raised in California, both your parents and older siblings from backwoods Alabama. You done had a Southern upbringing where a woman took care of her man, especially if she was not working, and he provides for all her needs. Okay, that's still happening today. I see it all the time. Now, you've been with your wife for 14 years. She got one son that has never had a man in his life, and he grew up in a house as the only boy with six women fussing over him. Okay, forthcoming until the sex became less.
That's right.
See, a man will put up with a lot of things, but sex less or less sex cannot be one of them. It's intolerable for us. It ain't nothing we can do. Now, you can cut us off over the weekend because we done something wrong. You didn't like it. I got that. But if you drag it off into the month, I got news for you. You're creating a real problem here. First of all, ladies, let this be a lesson to everyone. If you got a man that comes into your life, takes your son in that you had from a previous relationship, treats him as his own, please allow that man to give that boy what you are unable to give him. That is the characteristics, the traits, and the principles of manhood. You don't know them because you have never been a man. No more than I know the principles of being a woman. It's just too many things about womanhood I don't know for trying to sit my daughters down and preach to them about being a woman. So he asking me, is there an alternative? I ain't got nothing for you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.